welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Isn't it? So anyway, today I want to start a series. As I was seeking the Lord about the year in 2024, I felt like God said, I'm about to open the door. It's going to be an open door in 2024. So I have a door over here. Can you guys see it over there? Here, hold on a second. In case you can't see it. There's the door over here. See it? Okay. Now, all right. So you just, yeah, it does. It opens. Look at that. You can go, what is that? No. But I feel like, you know, put that slide up, Cody. It's going to be an open door in 2024, you know. And when you open a door, okay, in your life, things go in and things come out, right? It's not just, oh, we want to open the door and let everything in, because Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, right? If you open the door, he wants to come in. But when he gets in, he wants to throw some things out at the same time, right? So as we look at the year, as we look at 2024, I believe God's looking for us to take him by the hand and to begin to move into what his call for your life is. And that's what I want to talk to you today about. And how many of you guys have ever ate an apple before? Anybody ever ate an apple? Go ahead, show me this. You know, when I eat an apple, I'm telling you, man, I get busy. That is only a half-eaten apple right there when I eat an apple, okay? That's a whole lot of real estate still around the top and bottom there. But when I eat an apple, man, I tear that thing up. But there's always that core, right? There's always that last little bit. And then, you know, what's the core? We think the core is the useless part because we've consumed everything. But really, the core is the most powerful piece of the apple that there is, okay? It contains the seeds. It contains the life. It contains the ability to regenerate the apple all over again and create a tree that will actually produce thousands and thousands of more apples, you know. So you can only see two seeds in that particular picture. But if those two seeds produced two different trees, how many more apples could that one core produce? You see what I'm saying? So, you know, the apple is just a small picture, but the core is where the power is. And that's what I want to talk to you today about, being Jesus to the core. Somebody say Jesus to the core. Because the seeds are in the core, okay? And where the seeds are, where planted seeds are put into something, they begin to grow. And seeds produce things. And I'm believing that God wants to produce things in your life this year, okay? He wants to produce the leaving behind of some things in 2023, and I think he wants to promote the victories and the power of his life into your life in 2024. So how can we become Jesus to the core in 2024? That's what I want to talk to you about today. Does that sound good? You guys ready? See, what is our core being? You know, your core being is who you are. It's everything you've experienced up to this point in your life. You've put in there, you've put in there, you've put in there every hurt, every wound, every victory, every strength, every weakness, every fear, every anxiety. It's all in there inside what you've built into this core belief system of your life. And we operate and make every decision that we make based on our core belief system. For example, you know, I have built into my core belief system this idea of what I think respect is, okay? And in that core belief system, when that belief gets violated and I feel disrespected, I react in anger. You Guy's like, Pastor, you get angry? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at these two. They're like, yes, yes. But see, when we build that into our core belief system and then we feel disrespected, we react in anger. Well, that's all based on the fact that you've built this idea of what you think should happen towards you and how you should be respected when really, do you need to be respected? Some of us are like, yes, I do. Well, that's because you have the same core belief I do about respect. But Jesus was of no reputation. He laid his life down. Jesus was disrespected more than anybody that I think I've ever read about in the Bible. He was cast out. He was, you know, made ridiculed. He was persecuted in every way, in every manner, in every form. Yet, you know, I want to show you how he reacted today. But your core belief in who you are is based on your values, your beliefs, and the foundational truths that you believe about your life. And that's where we're at today, because our values and our beliefs are what's driving our lives right now. The decisions that you're making are based on the core belief system that you've put inside you. So you're going to have to learn to rewrite in 2024 your core belief system to match this book. And to step outside of your own will and your own desires and to begin to see the power of God released through self-sacrifice and laying down your desires and taking up your cross and following after Jesus every day and living your life like he did with no reputation. Because your core belief system will actually determine the direction that you go. In your life, some of you are like, I need a directional change, Pastor. They come, sit with me, and I'm like, how do we rewrite your core beliefs? That's what, you know, counseling and getting together, there's nothing wrong with recognizing and understanding that you're on a wrong path in your life and that you need to redirect your belief system. You realize that that's okay, right? Some of you are like, well, I can't be vulnerable. I have to be strong. I have to, you know, that's actually weakness. Knowing and recognizing who you are and how to rewrite your core belief system is strength. Okay, so, you know, if you need to talk to somebody, come talk to somebody. If you need to rewrite something because how many of you guys have a navigation in your phone? How many of you guys don't have a phone? We had one person in the last service that does not have a cell phone. Nobody in here, right? If you're too little, you'll have one in another year. She's getting close to that age, right? Everyone's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. But we all have a navigation on our phone. You remember, I told this story in the first service. Me and Lisa, she has a business where she goes and does a route. And back in the day, before we had navigations, we'd sit there on the computer and we'd have to map out every address, print a specific map, then we'd have to take the maps, and we'd have to line them up in the order that you would go and create a route. You know, and now you just go, hey, Siri, route my work. And it's all done. The navigation's on your phone. It takes you there. We had to do it the hard way, didn't we, back in the day? How many guys remember actually reading a map book on vacation? It's like, we're lost. Yes, you are. You're lost. So you break out this giant atlas of the United States, typically, right? And it's got every city, every road, every map, and you're like, I still don't know where I'm at. But now we just go, hey, tell me how to get to wherever. We have home mapped. We're like, take me home. Boop. Turn right, turn left, do this. Well, how many of you guys know that your core belief system is your navigation? It's navigating your life. It's telling you where to go, how to do things, and all of the responses that you're making in your life are based out of this core belief that you've built into your life. So it's navigating our lives. It's navigating all the good things. Your core belief system is navigating all the good things that come out of you towards others and that happen in your life are based on the good things that you've believed. It's also navigating the bad things. Somebody say bad things. So I know none of you have bad things going on, but you know me, I'm working on some things. I'm working on re-navigating, reworking my core beliefs to get rid of the bad and to foster and bring in more of the good, right? How many guys know that there's a lot of truth that has been built into your core belief system that is true, you believe it, and it's great, but how many guys know that some of you have actually believed some lies that the world has told you? The world's telling us things all the time, and we have to, you know, that the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. Because the Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will what? Set us free, right? So if you want to walk free in your life, then you've got to learn to recognize through the book what the lies are, and then you've got to rewrite your core belief system as to whatever the truth is so that you can apply the truth to your heart and to your life so that you'll navigate well, and out of you, you know, you'll produce good fruit in your life. Does that make sense? So how many guys know, like, things that have been put into our core belief system? Some of you can be a little manipulative. Some of you can be a little deceitful, right? Some of you can be a little fearful towards things in your life. All of that is in your core beliefs. It's all been programmed in there. Guys, when I said manipulative, you guys got really quiet. You guys okay? Was that too deep? Did I go too deep on you there? How about, all right, anxiety. Let's talk about anxiety for a minute. Oh, you know, the Bible says be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God, right? Well, what are you anxious for? Because you've programmed yourself to be anxious because of fear and things like that that have been put in your core beliefs. So you've got to begin to rewrite yourself in 2024. And I've got to begin to rewrite myself. Because your core beliefs and what you believe is the navigation of your life. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because I've been worldly to the core. Okay, before I knew Jesus, I was programmed by the world system. I did everything the world told me to do. It was party time. It was let's go. Let's whatever it is. I was as dark gets because I didn't know the light. But then I found Jesus in my life. And then I became Jesus to the core. You know, and when if you would have met me in high school, I had a Jesus transformation in one weekend. Like I was dealing drugs and partying, and I was a heavy metal singer, and I was living that rock star lifestyle on Friday. Gave my life to Jesus that night, came back to work on Monday with a cross on my hard hat as a construction worker going, you need Jesus, man. They're like, I really needed more of what you gave me on Friday, but, you know, what's up with this Jesus thing? And because my whole core belief system was transformed in a weekend. Everything that I thought was true, I recognized and realized was a lie, that I was now an addict, that I was under bondage, that God was there to set me free, and that I had just been set free, and I believed it. And I rewrote my whole core belief system to know and believe that I am now a Christian, and I am living my life for the Lord. And I became Jesus to the core. They thought I was crazy. They did. They thought I was crazy. But, you know, then there's the whole dilemma of now I've been a Christian and I've been worldly, and now I'm 34 years down the road into this thing, and I've been half and half in some areas of my life. I've let the world back in to my core belief system in some ways, and then I've held to some really powerful and strong beliefs in other ways. And here's what Revelation 3, 14 and 16 says to the church in Laodicea. It says, to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, that's Jesus, the ruler of God's creation, that's Jesus. I know your deeds. You're neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other, but because you are lukewarm, you're neither hot or cold. I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You see, one of the worst situations for a believer is to actually have your core belief system so evenly divided with the world and with God that you become lukewarm. Okay? The last thing that we want to do is be half in and half out. Does that make sense? And lukewarm is a horrible way to live, man. It is torturous to the believer because I want to be all in for God in my life. I want to be 100% sold out, radical, on fire, Jesus to the core, believer, Kevin Radlin. Anybody say amen? Without the Kevin Radlin part, you want to be you. I want to be Jesus to the core, man. I thought about it. I was like, I want to eat, sleep, and breathe Jesus. Somebody like, you know, that's tough when you think about it. But somebody say amen. Come on. I want to eat, sleep, and breathe Jesus. Amen. I'll take it. You know, when I got saved, they said, he's brainwashed. Anybody get that one when you got saved? It's like, he's been brainwashed, man. He's a Jesus freak now. Don't go to his house. He'll try to lead you to Christ. And I always looked at him. I said, man, my brain needed to be washed by the blood of Jesus, people. Are you kidding? My brain, my core belief system needed a full-on, you know, twins car wash, machine wash, cleanse, dry, you know, detail. I needed the full package to happen in my life. My brain needed to be washed. And, you know, it was. You know, sometimes I think back to that moment in my life, right? I'm like, I want that fire again. That first love fire. That moment when I met Jesus and everything changed and I was on fire. I was running with everything, all of my passion, everything inside of me was burning for God. I want that back in 2024. I want that door of fire and passion to be opened in my life by God again. You know, and I'm the pastor. What are you believing for this coming year? I want more. I've had a lot. I've studied. I've done it. I've lived the life. I've traveled the world. I've done the missions. I've done everything. But none of it compares to his presence. I want more. There's got to be more. You cannot mine out the presence of God in your own lifetime. You'll have to spend eternity with him to even get close to seeing and believing and knowing and understanding who God really is. I want more. But if I'm going to do that, if I want more, I'm going to have to plant the seeds of the core in the core of my life so that they'll grow. See, the bottom line is this. Are you filled with worldliness or godliness? I have a test for that. Wayne, can I borrow you for a second? Come on up here for a second, okay? Everybody know Wayne? Yep. Wayne's awesome, right? So put your hand right here on the counter. Either one, it doesn't matter, but come over a little more. I need to get a good swing, okay? So, all right. You ready? Okay. Ooh, that didn't crack. Oh, it's just a scratch. So, you know, when you get squeezed, if I was to hit your thumb right now with this hammer, what's going to happen? It's going to hurt, but what are you going to do? You're not going to move? You're just going to stay there, right? I mean, what if I hit it really hard? Yeah, but, you know, what happens? Has anybody ever, all right, thank you. Has anybody ever hit their thumb with a hammer? So, what happened? What happens? Some of you cussed like a sailor. No offense, Navy guys. Okay? Some of you will cuss. Others would just scream, oh! How many of you would say Jesus Christ the good way? She would, actually. I believe that. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Not me. My core beliefs would get real. Because what happens when life squeezes you, what comes out? What's on the inside? You see it, right? When you squeeze something, what's going to come out of it? What's on the inside? So what is your core belief system built out of? Because that's what's going to be produced from your life when you get squeezed. And I assure you that life is going to squeeze you. See, if you're Jesus to the core, when you get squeezed, you're going to see God come out. That's the goal for 2024. That we are so filled with the presence of God. We're so filled with the Word of God. We're so intimate with God in prayer that when we get squeezed, Jesus comes out. You guys know that Jesus got squeezed, right? Let's look at that for a minute. You know, in his life and ministry, it was all coming to a head. It was coming to an end. Jesus had lived 33 years on the earth, building his core belief system with the Word of God, recognizing who he was from the Scriptures. You know that Jesus, like every one of us, was born as a baby, had to read about who he was and what God had called him to do as the Messiah. He learned all of that in the Word. And through prayer, who he was. How do you think we learn who we are and what our call is and what God's called us to do? See, he learned he was the sacrificial lamb, that he was going to go to the cross. It was there in Isaiah. It was written throughout Scripture. He knew the purpose of his life, and he was about to get squeezed. He's right on the edge of going to the cross to fulfill his destiny, to die for you. He had been thronged for healing. People had just flocked to him. I can't even imagine the press that was on him by the people once they knew who he was and what he was capable of. They were thronging him to touch him and receive healing and to be prayed for by him. He would pray for days for people, day and night, you know, and just sleep a little while with them, standing there while he's sleeping, waiting next to get in line. He's falsely accused by the religious leaders. The jealousy and the envy and everything about him was called out. He was kicked out of some places. The devil was after him. Think about that. The enemy wanted him. And he thought he got him. He pushed him all the way. He was pressing him, squeezing him. The enemy squeezing Jesus. And this is where we're at. And I think we have such a great example of what's going to happen in Matthew 26, 36 through 41 at the Garden of Gethsemane. It says, then Jesus came to them to a place called Gethsemane and told his disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee with him, and he began to be grieved and distressed. He was feeling it. Then he said to them, my soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face. And he prayed, saying, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. See, when Jesus got squeezed, what did he do? He went to prayer. He went to his Father for a response. He's like, what do you want me to do? So this cup is intense. This life that you've given me and this purpose that you have for me is so intense. I don't know if I can do it. He's grieved to the point of death, knowing that he's going to die. And this is his response. Yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples, found them sleeping. Is God going to find you sleeping? in 2024? And he said to Peter, so you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying so that you do not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. You see, you've got this flesh that is part of who you are. And if you don't keep your core belief system written so powerfully with the word.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.